Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, this is the last year before Tisha B'Av. Haba Alina L'Toivah, Mitzvah Hashem. So let's share some inyanim about Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbunim has a very interesting Pshis Chadika way of understanding the Sibas HaChorban, a Chap and Sinas Chinam, which we don't see on Chitzonius. But before we get there, he establishes a Yesod here in Torah Simchas and Reish Pei Tas. He quotes the mission of us, Rabbi Oimer, Ezehu derech yishar shavar l'ha'adam, kol shitaferes la'iseha. What does that mean, kol shitaferes la'iseha? This is the way that a person should walk down. And so he explains, Dehayna shekol neshama mikol achad v'yachad yesh lo signon echad ba'avodat Hashem Yisbarach l'kayim ha'torah v'ha'mitzvos b'li shum shinoi. Every Jew has a particular way, according to his neshama, and a derech la'atzmo in Torah mitzvos. Only in regards to midos and etzos, which is just chitzonius, do we differ. Some tzaddikim, they have an inyan in siguf haguf. And other tzaddikim, and there's some tzaddikim that they eat and drink and they're seemingly merry. And it seems like mina katsa la katsa. The Taz says in Evan Ezer, Simon Chafei, he says that there are some tzaddikim that they sleep a lot, some don't sleep a lot, but everything goes down the same path. V'chein b'shar inyonim, yesh chilak b'in ha-tzaddikim. In many inyonim, differences in tzaddikim, v'zeh machmas shahochim b'derech ha-yeshara, sheshayach l'nishmasa b'emes. It doesn't mean that they have different paths, that they each have the same path, and that it's the derech of his neshama that he's going down, so they're equal in that regard. But because person A has this neshama and person B has that neshama, so they look different. Because in how they do things they're different, but in pnimius they're exactly the same. Reuven is following his path and Shimon is following his path. In that they're identical. Al Kain, inotofis b'derech shena miyuchalo. He doesn't take a derech which doesn't belong to him. Even though he says about other tzaddikim, wah, what a beautiful derech he has, v'yof be'inav yoisim v'derech shalo. And he thinks, halavai, that I should have a derech like that in Avodas Hashem, it's so great. We find about tzaddikim, that they said about other tzaddikim. I heard from a story from my Rebbe once, he was talking about that the Kushner's from Magid, that he was once very sick, and he was lying in bed, that he almost died. Until the Yid HaKadosh came, and he whispered something into his ear. And brought him back out of his state of near death. So he explained that he knew that the Kushner's Magid was being roidev after the Madrigas of a Baruch Meshbizher. That he was looking to have the Madrigas and to be zeichet to serve Hashem like the Baruch Meshbizher. He could see that the way of another tzaddik could be yafa midarech shalai. That they know what's a beautiful derech. Nevertheless, afal pichin eino zaz va'oichis tzaddik darko. He doesn't move from his derech. V'zehu hasimishu darko amiti. That's when he knows that he's down a true path for himself. And this is pshat in the Mishnah. Ezehu derech yeshara shayavar lo ha'adam koshi tiferes lo seha. Shehaderech shehu oise ba'atzmo v'noach lo u'machzik bo. That he knows and he feels that this is my way and that this is what's good for me and he holds on to it. Afal pichin v'tiferes lo min ha'adam. Meaning, even though he looks at other people and he says, this is even more beautiful than my derech. That's called Tiferes Lo Min Ha'adam. Nevertheless, he holds on to which is his. And he's Messiah, Ki Hu Klal Gadol B'Avodas Hashem Yitzbarach, Shelo Leilech B'Gdulos She'ino Be'erko. This is a Klal Gadol B'Avodas Hashem, not this strive for too much that is beyond you. And he says a Chiddush now. And he says, this is what Chazal mean when they say, Chayev Adam Lomar Masa Yagiu Masa Lamasa Avayase. Hainu Shiyalu Tzirif Kanal. Avaloshe Yachmol Yot Tzadik Vassalam. Don't think that you could be a tzaddik like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. You can't mamish be a tzaddik like them. And he said, Im Hayushoylem Maisi, if they were to ask me, says Rabunim, Kamatitin Shetachlif Midoschem Avraham Avinu. How much would you give in order to switch your midos with the midos of Avram? V'hu Yekamayitzcha V'akamayitzai. There's a famous word from Bunim, Lo ha'isi noisen afilu puta. I wouldn't pay for it at all. He says, Al derech mashal, ben kach ben kach, lo yevitu l'Hashem yisbarach klal. It makes no difference to Hashem whether Bunim is Avram Avinu or Avram Avinu is Bunim. It makes no difference. He has an Avram Avinu and he has a Bunim. Each one is doing the best that they can. So Avram can reach much bigger madrigals than Bunim can. Okay, so that's Avram lived in his time and he was zeichet to those things. And I can't, but I have to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with my midos. It's like if you give an expert baker right? If you give him only a few ingredients to work with, so he can make something really good, but only according to the ingredients which you provide for him. That's the best that he can make, because you're only giving him those ingredients. Whereas if you give somebody who's not such an expert such ingredients, so he won't be able to do anything with it. So too, it all depends on what a person is given. You know, if you put in front of the avos hakdoshim in the entire world, then they can do much more. So Rav Bunim could be maybe Avram Avinu, if you live in the times of Avram Avinu, but Rav Bunim has to live in the times of Bunim, and Avram lives in the times of Avram. Al Derech Zeh, he says, before we get to the bottom piece in Chaf Beis, take a look at to the left. This is the Or Yesha. The Or Yesha is of Asher from Rafshitz. He was the son-in-law of the Rafshitz of the Zeh HaKadosh. And you know, his name doesn't come up so much in Divya Chassidus, but he was Mamisha. Everybody came to his doorstep in the times in which he lived. He was from one of the sought-after tzaddikim in his times. Him and along with Tzvi Hirsch from Rimanov and other great tzaddikim. So he quotes the Gemara, which we're all familiar with. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, "Hachaytit bagadish lasis bo sukkah ino sukkah." Right? If a person sees this like stack of hay and he pulls out the inside and now he has a sukkah for himself, the Gemara says that's not a sukkah. Why not? It's tasa. The Gemara says tasa v'lo mina asui. You have to make the sukkah. It can't be made and you're just taking out the holes. V'chein b'kama mitzvahs matzinu psol zeh shel tasa v'lo mina asui. Like tzitzis, for example, like gabi lulav, mezuzahs. So what's the pnimius behind tasa v'lo mina asui? He explains, v'haremez nirali dehine amru chazal chayv adam lomer masa yagiyu maaseh l'maaseh avayiseh amin tzak v'yakov. Person has to strive for the ways of the avos hakdoshim. What does this mean? Don't look at other people and say to yourself, I'm going to do mitzvahs like they do mitzvahs. Learn from the Avos HaKadoshim. How so? Avram was chesed, as we know. If I'm going to do just like Avram, my father, I'll just be a copycat. So he says, I have to be true to myself. I see that I'm not chesed. I'm gvura. And that's what he held on to. Yaakov looked at Avram, and he looked at Yitzchak, and he said, I don't see that as being my way, nor this one. So he found the middle road between the two of them. Why did he do so? Not to replicate another tzaddik or another person's avoda. Explains v'zeh zehu tasa v'lo mina asai perish tasa me'atzbecha. You have to do for yourself. You have to make for yourself. V'lo mina asui kfar, not from something which is already made. Shereisi acherim osim shetasa gamkim k'masehu. Just to take what other people have and just to copy what they do. He says pigul hu v'lo yiratze. This is not something which Hashem wants. You see that the extreme which the Avos HaKadoshim wants, but not because they were trying to do the opposite for the sake of being the opposite. A person has to learn from a Rebbe, but the main limud from a Rebbe is to see what a Rebbe does, and you see that the Rebbe is doing everything which he can on his derech, according to his neshama, and the person says, I'm going to do the same thing too. And that's what it means to strive for the Avos. Again, like Rav Bunim already was coming lafuke. Not that a person should think that he can reach the madrigos. We know that the way the Rabbunim and the Kotzker, they teach Masa Yagyu Masa, says Rabbunim. Elsewhere, we don't have it here. Yagyu doesn't let you reach, it means to touch. Halavai that he should even touch the Madrigas of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So that's Rabbunim l'shitaso. Masa Yagyu Masa l'maisa v'isa means, halavai that I should be able to forge a derech which is true to myself. And that's the way that the Or Yesha has explained in Rav Asher. That a person should see to it that he should walk in the derech of the Avos HaKadoshim, that what they did was true to themselves, because that's what Hashem wants, authenticity. Like I heard from my Rebbe once, he said this more than once. He comes from Rafshitz, the Stichin comes from Rafshitz, so his line was, there's no copycats in Rafshitz. No copycats. And even though there's going to be complaints about, especially by a tzaddik who takes over a chassidus from another tzaddik, and they say, oh, you're not acting like the Rebbe, you're not doing what he did. There's no copycats. And this bottom piece is also from Rav Asher, Rav Shitzer. This is one of his more well-known Vartlich, which he says, which is a beautiful Taish. I couldn't help but bring it. He says, Vayar es Yisrael Shorechin Lishvata. What did Bilim see? So Rashi quotes the Chazal. The Gemara says, Ro'o She'em Pischei Mechuvonas Elazeh. That the way that their tents were set up, that the openings weren't facing each other. So he explains, that each Jew opened up his tent, his derech into Avodas Hashem, different from his friend. That was the big shavach that Bilam came when he says, I can't touch this people. Everything which they do with authenticity. They have the midas ha'emes, that they're looking to be able to be true with Hashem Yisbarach. That's what it means, that they ain't Pesach shel zeh ke Pesach shel zeh, that their Pesach in Tavodas Hashem was different one from the next. So Bunim sums this up here in Simin Samach, in Simin Chaf Beis here in Torah Simcha, and he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, that it says by Bishu ben Chanina that he saw a certain Tinuk that he quoted a Pasuk who was held captive, and he said about that Tinuk, wow, he's going to be a Gadol Yisrael one day. Says the Velt asks, the Ma'akshim, Marubusa b'tshuvas ha-Tinuk ha-achad hu amar reshid dekrava Tinuk saim sefer dega. Bishu just started the Pasuk and the Tinuk finished it, and he prophesied about him that he'll be such a big Talmud Chacham one day. So Bunim said as follows, Ki ikar ha-chid chaya az b'mei ha-churban. What was the big problem in Churban Beis HaMikdash? She called Echad ve-Echad achas es atzom badrigas chaveiro. So every person needs to know where he's holding and serve at that place. If he's an ani ben Torah and he doesn't have the means to give to tzedakah and gemilas chasadim, so he has to know what's incumbent upon him. If he is ashir and he was a very affluent person, to use your money to save yidden, to help yidden. So he thinks to himself, ah, what about all of my bitul Torah? That's not the case. The Torah which you learn is your Torah, but you have to be osik in that which Hashem gave you. Because if Hashem gave you these gifts, he's giving you these gifts for a certain purpose. And if a person comes in front of a Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik and he begs for help, he doesn't have the money to help him out. What's his job? He has to down for him that he could do. Ubimei ha-churban niskalkul ha-madregos. This all came crashing down in the times of Churban Beis HaMikdash. V'chol echad ve'echad achaz b'mashamut ala ha-sheni. Everybody started looking around and saying, oh, I look what he's doing. Ha-nim echad ha-yochol la'azot ha-chabim ha-mano ke'ish ha-sheh. If you saw, if the Talmud Chacham saw that there was another year that he had the means and he was helping people at tzedakah, ha-yim ha-chvtiach lo she'ispalu ba'do. No, a person who had money, he would say, don't worry, I'm not going to give you tzedakah, I'll daven for you. Or he said to himself, I don't want to use my money, I'll put it in the bank, and I'm going to retire, I'm going to learn Gemara all day. So, v'hatino kishara, shemishu ben chanina mispa'alav ha-pasak hazeh, mi'yitein the meshisa Yaakov, amar lo satzarek alo hayazu chatan alo shizah ikra ha-chait. Mishu ben chanina asher hayar, mishu ben chanina was a big asher. What was the Tinuk telling him when he said, Minasan the Meshisa Yaakov? He was telling him, Malacha atfila levad. Why are you davening? Ki ikar avodaschahu ke'ez mom leftoisesi. Stop the davening. You have the money, you can free me. So when he saw the Chachmas HaTinuk, loizaz mishama shepetel mom, this is the great Chacham which he saw, that he was giving him a pasuk by being Masan, he was giving him a teicha and saying that it's not to free me with tefillah that you're going to do. It's with the money which you have to free me. When he saw that Chachma, he saw that this is the ingredient, that chachma, that he should, it was Ma'arim to take him out. And Rabbunim is saying, this is the ingredient to take us all out of this gulf. Every single person is his own Beis HaSurim. It's not just a Tinuk. Every single person is a Tinuk in a Beis HaSurim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that if we want to free ourselves from our own personal Beis HaSurim, that we're trapped. If we're not using the midos and the qualities that Hashem gave us to use them properly, at the proper way, then we're all chained to our talents. We're all chained to our kochos ha-nefesh. If a person who's a phenomenal gymnast is going to try to be a swimmer, right? That's like chains. That's a person in a jail. A person can't be free to be who they really are. And that's what it means in Golas. Part of the way that we chain ourselves down is that we're looking at other people and trying to be like other people. We think that to be a bucky and chas is something which is really great, and a person's going to be a bucky and chas when he has other things which he can do. He's supposed to be a big milas chasad or whatever it may be. When we start to look around the room and we forego our own derech because we want to be like that because that's valuable to us, even though we may think that it's more valuable, it doesn't mean that it's for us. We have to be thankful that Hashem has people in this world that he gives those tafkidim to, but we have to be true to ourselves. And if we're not, we're in our own Beis HaSurim, and that's called Churban Beis HaMikdash. Every person has his own Beis HaMikdash to build, B'vavi Mishkan Evne. And if a person is trying to build something else which is not a Beis HaMikdash, that's a Churban in itself. So what he's telling us is that this is the way, and it makes a lot of sense, that to emerge from Churban Beis HaMikdash in our own personal way is to be true to ourselves and to build our own personal Mikdash in our heart. And it's true for all Gan's clients also too. When we can start to appreciate the gifts and the talents and the neshamas which Hashem has given us personally, that's called Masa Yagi Yomaisa L'maisa Avosai Arim Tzafi Yakim El Bizecha. This year, Beis Hashem, to be Yomaisa Mikdash, may ever make no one.